Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, December 30th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Mission IR News Breaks, UCOR Rare Metals Inc. TESXXXUURF, spotlighted as samarium supply risks intensify. UCOR Rare Metals Inc. TOTESTU is highlighted as a key player in North American critical minerals security, particularly in samarium supply. The latest U.S. Geological Survey draft ranking shows samarium with the highest supply disruption risk among critical minerals for 2025, emphasizing the importance of UCOR's planned Ontario-based samarium gadolinium refining facility. UCOR aims to rebuild a Western-controlled supply chain for critical materials, addressing the heavy global production concentration in a single country. Through strategic partnerships, UCOR plans to develop rare earth processing facilities in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska, as well as the Boken-Dotson Ridge Rare Heavy REE project in Alaska. For more information, visit UCOR.com. Rock breaks. Why Canemera Energy Metals Corp., OTQTF, is one to watch. Canemera Energy Metals Corp., EMTF, a rare earth and critical metals exploration company, focuses on developing a diversified portfolio of opportunities across the Americas. The company targets jurisdictions with supportive regulatory frameworks and strategic relevance, aiming to diversify rare earth supply chains. Canemera's assets include ionic clay systems in Brazil, carbonatite complexes in the U.S. and Canada, and underexplored terrains with significant indicators. With a vision to support North American rare earth supply chains, Canemera aims to unlock long-term value through systematic data-driven exploration aligned with global demand for critical minerals. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at apn.fm/ETF.
Investor News Breaks, TSX Fair, OTCQB FCHDF, Frankfurt Y4Y commences trading on OTCQB Venture Market. Fairchild Gold Corp., TSXQB FCHDF, Frankfurt Y, has started trading on the OTCQB Venture Market, a U.S. platform for emerging companies meeting high financial reporting standards. This move aims to enhance visibility and accessibility to U.S. investors, supporting long-term shareholder value. Fairchild focuses on mineral exploration and acquiring copper and gold assets in North America, with a particular focus on Nevada. The company also owns the Fairchild Lake property in Ontario. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorTire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for private and public companies to reach diverse industries and target markets effectively.
ES Gold Corp., TSF, sees 2026 lining up to be the company's best year yet. ES Gold Corp., an exploration stage company committed to acquiring, exploring, and developing high-quality mineral properties worldwide, is going into 2026 strong. Recent success with a closed flow-through share private placement and progress on the Montauban project exploration has positioned the company for a promising year ahead. The completion of a comprehensive three-dimensional geological model on the Montauban property has revealed the potential for a significant gold, silver, and base metal district. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted this as a major milestone, signaling a bright future for ES Gold. Investors can find more updates on ESAUF in the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/SAUF. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.